With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. An American destroyer shooting down numerous one-way attack drones in the Red Sea early today. U.S. officials say the USS Thomas Hudner was not hit. No Americans were hurt. South Korea says North Korea's launch of a spy satellite likely enabled by Russian support.
South Korea has concluded that Russian assistance was most likely the reason that North Korea was successful in launching a spy satellite into orbit for the first time this week. South Korea's National Intelligence Service also told lawmakers in a closed-door briefing that it should be clear in several days whether the satellite is functioning properly. The launch has deepened regional animosities, with both Koreas threatening to breach a past reconciliation deal and take hostile actions along their heavily armed border. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, as the holiday shopping season kicks in, more consumers expected to use the buy now, pay later plans.
A boost in those payment plans is good news for retailers, but credit experts are sounding alarm bells. The short-term loans often come with consumer-friendly interest rates and allow shoppers to make an initial payment at checkout, then pay the rest in installments. But analysts say key features of the plans can make borrowing too easy and saddle consumers with excessive debt. Data show younger consumers and those with difficulty accessing credit use the loans most frequently. Greg Clugston reporting.
Well, the ousted leader of ChatGPT maker OpenAI returning to the company that fired him just a few days ago. The move culminates a short but extremely chaotic power struggle that shocked the tech industry and underscored the conflicts around how to safely build artificial intelligence. This is SRN News. Female athletes going on strike.
They are fighting back against transgenderism in the most fundamental way they can, by refusing to compete against men. A growing number of female boxers and martial artists have refused to take fights against men who are living as women. In England, a female soccer player was injured by a male opponent, prompting other women's teams to refuse to play until the male player quit, which he did. Some sports governing bodies are also taking action now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the meantime, men will not be allowed to compete in international women's cricket. Officials at the International Cricket Council imposing new gender eligibility regulations to protect the integrity of women's cricket and the safety of the players. Under the rules, men who are living as women and have, quote, undergone male puberty will not be eligible to compete in the international women's game. This is SRN News.
Retailers are ready to kick off Black Friday just as consumers pull back on their spending. Here's correspondent Rita Foley.
Friday's the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season. You've seen all the ads for sales, but retailers are concerned about a spending slowdown. Consumers are under more pressure now financially, more credit card debt, dwindling savings, and of course, inflation. In fact, shoppers cut their buying in October. The National Retail Federation expects shoppers will spend more this year than last, but their pace will slow, given all the economic uncertainty. I'm Rita Foley.
More consumers expected to use buy now, pay later payment options this year. A boost in those payment plans is good news for retailers, but credit experts warn the short-term loans can make borrowing too easy and saddle some consumers with excessive debt. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
And more details at srnnews.com.